Yesterday, the Supreme Court heard a case brought by a worried mother concerned that her son had been humiliated by having his school tests graded by fellow pupils. Commentator David Hill never understood this kind of parental protectiveness until, that is, he became a father himself.
I know my daughter isn't going to stop breathing in her sleep. As a pediatrician, I can think of all sorts of horrible fates that might befall Abby, but beyond infancy, this is not one of them. Once the specter of sudden infant death syndrome has passed, children don't just stop breathing. But every night, I check. Just before I go to bed, I creep into her room and watch her chest rise and fall. I do the same thing when I wake up in the morning, and again if I get up in the middle of the night. Somewhere in the darkness between my bedroom and the nursery, I completely lose the part of myself that's a pediatrician, and I become an anxious parent. The silly thing is that I know checking on her wouldn't help anyway. Even the electronic apnea monitors used for high-risk infants may not decrease rates of SIDS deaths. So if a computerized monitor can't save an infant from suffocation, why do I bother to peek at my own child? I think it's an example of something that I know as a doctor that doesn't carry over to being a parent. It's like when Abby was born with big bruises on her scalp from the birth canal. In my pediatric practice, I've told countless parents these bruises are harmless and will eventually go away. But when they were on my child, I wanted to know exactly how big they would get and precisely how long her head would look all lumpy. I was on the verge of waking up Abby's pediatrician to ask. Of course, sometimes being a doctor does come in handy. I can examine Abby's ears when she has a fever, and I have a pretty good idea what most of her rashes are. But even then, I have to pause before I treat my own child. The medical board takes a dim view of doctors treating their family members. Medical decisions are supposed to be rational and objective. I have no hope of being objective when the patient is my daughter. Before I became a father, I was annoyed when parents would interrupt my dinner or awaken me from sleep for complaints that I knew were trivial. Is it really an emergency that your son's eyes look a little red at 3 a.m.? Mine do too. But I understand better now that sometimes, when it's your child, and you don't already know the answer, it is an emergency. I still don't enjoy being called in the middle of the night, but at least then I can sneak into Abby's room and see that she's still breathing.